We've got the Twins, we've got the Astros. Let's take it to the bottom of the first. Joe Musgrove facing Brian Dozier.
And the first pitch of tonight's ball game. And Dozier drills this one deep to left center field, and that ball is gone. Back-to-back days with leadoff home runs into the Landry's Crawford boxes for Brian Dozier, and the Twins have a 1-0 lead. Dozier's 15th home run of the year. Here's the 0-1. And that's drilled into the left center field gap. And that ball is off the top of the wall. On his way to third base is Correa. He's around third and coming home. Throw to the plate by Rosario's cut off. Correa scores. Gurriel at second, and it's a 1-1 game.
Here comes the 1-1. Fastball, that one's ripped. Deep to right center. That's headed toward the bullpen and right center, it's gone. Altuve has shot the other way. The Astros up 2-1 on Jose Altuve's 14th home run of the season.
Ground ball just off Sipp's glove. Altuve crawling and it scoots past him. Sano scores. Around third is Kepler. He will score as well. And into second goes Eddie Rosario. And the Twins take a 4-2 lead.
Here's the 2-2. Grounded toward the middle. That's Brian Dozier, second baseman. Take it to second for the force. And that'll do it for the Astros here in the seventh. Three left on once again by the Astros, and we'll go to the eighth with the Twins leading Houston 4-2.
Twins take this one 4-2. Irvin Santana improves to 11-6. The Twins snap a three-game losing streak with a victory. A.J. Hinch and the Astros unable to pull it off against the Twins on Saturday as they lose 4-2. Here's Hinch on the loss.
You know, I thought he did pretty well navigating through his traffic, up until the very end. I think the finishing some hitters was a challenge for him. At the end, the leadoff walk and a couple of cheap hits that they put together, off the barrel. But, all in all, it's about getting complete at bats. And I think the traffic early may have led to him just having to work so hard every inning, getting out of a couple jams. But not a bad outing by any means. Just some ill-advised pitches at the wrong time.
Left the bases loaded a couple different times in a couple different innings. What wasn't working? Guys on?
They're paid to get us out, so I think they made some good pitches. I think it's tough, and it's not easy hitting with the bases loaded against an all-star. So I think he made his pitches when he needed to. obviously Springer got the pop-up, and then Altuve the ground out. I mean, we worked really hard to get into those situations and just didn't come through with the hit, but I think credit to them. We obviously had our opportunities, had every chance to break things open a little bit, or at least make it a little bit closer. But they won the big at bats.
He's one of those guys that the longer he stays out there and gets in a rhythm, he becomes even tougher.
Right? Yeah, no, he's tough, and he's been in the league a long time, and I think he's found ways to use his pitches. He's mixing his changeup. He throws high fastballs now a little bit. The slider is still his go-to pitch, and he can use it to both guys. As the at-bats extend, he really wants to navigate around the plate. He doesn't want to concede or give in to anything the hitter's doing. So, for the most part, we stayed inside the strike zone and just got beat. The margin is so small in this game. Bregman has the infield in, lines out to Sano, the biggest third baseman in the league, then has the infield back and hits the ground ball up the middle. Obviously we can't reverse that. I'd love to have those two things happen the opposite time, and we would have had a tie game and who knows, may still be playing. But it's a tough game, and when things don't go your way, there's a lot of what ifs, there's a lot of could haves, there's a lot of nonsense. You need to try to win the at bats, and we did, and came up a little short.
Were you encouraged by Martez in relief?
That's the best he's been out of the bullpen. We've seen that out of the rotation, but to come in and inherit some runners again, these are all new experiences for him. I thought he used his fastball very well. I thought his breaking ball was good. I thought his temperament and demeanor on the mound was really good. So it was a good look for him. He never inherited runners before. He'd always start some clean innings, and we've been very, very cautious with his couple reliever outings, but I thought he threw the ball extremely well.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Kyle Gibson will take the hill for the Twins. He'll square off against Mike Fiers.